Well, Chris, first of all, this series is more like a hockey series. A little physical out there, isn't it?
Yeah, a little MMA, a little football going on out there, a little hockey. But it's physical, and, you know, Memphis might be the most physical team in the league. So that's what you have to expect. You know, each series is its own matchup and its own different world. And, you know, the Clippers have inherited an ugly, muggy, muddy-type game series, and they're going to have to do the best they can with it.
Z-Bo versus Griffin. How would you describe that?
Wow. I would say, wow, athletic ability versus stick-to-itiveness. Athletic ability versus know-how. You know, you're dealing with the best offensive rebounder in the league and one of the least athletic power forwards in Zach Randolph and the most athletic power forward
right.
in Blake. So, you know, styles make fights, and that's why this is so interesting because you have two different styles and who's going to impose their will.
So after game one, do you give the Clippers an edge for two reasons, home court and depth?
No, I don't give anybody the edge in this one.
Really?
Last year it went to seven, and I think the Grizzlies should have won last year. And just because the Clippers got out the gate doesn't mean they're going to win the series. So I think for both seven, I think both teams know that they're in for a long haul. This series is going to go down to the wire, I believe.
How about Lakers, Spurs, and after game one, what did you see?
I saw the same Lakers team. You know, no Kobe. You know, it's going to be hard to have a chance. And you know, offensively, they're playing a lot better. You know, Coach. D'Antoni finally has his team, and doesn't have Kobe, but you know, it's had them for some amount of time now, and they've gotten to play together. So you see them coming around, but you know, no Kobe, and a team that doesn't always play hard is kind of tough sometimes. But you know, having Dwight Howard and Pau Gasol, in my opinion, Pau is one of the best facilitators in this game. Having those guys matter. And, of course, Nash, anything can happen. And so I don't count anybody out.
I'm curious, would you have, if you were in Kobe's seat, would you have tweeted from your hospital bed? I thought that was fascinating.
Yeah, I'm sure I would have one time like Kobe did. And then
and after, Coach, too, a little bit?
Well, I mean, you know, it's funny because Kobe has the right to say everything he wants to. But a lot of the tweets he was saying, it was fans that never played a day in their life saying the same things. Except when Kobe says it, it might look as if he's getting on his team instead of watching as a fan. So I took it as he's watching as a fan and he's just talking. But I think he's going to chill with that, being that it got so much attention and you don't want to be a distraction.
So how long do you see this series going?
Wow, I would say five games. Yeah, I would say five games. And but they fought to be here, and they play hard. And I think that the main thing that the Lakers want to do is just go out with dignity no matter what round, and that's just by playing hard, fighting for this team, fighting for the memory of Dr. Buss, and, you know, fighting for Kobe, and hopefully fighting for next year.
And one more thing, I wanted to ask you how you're enjoying your new career. I always thought you had this in you.
Oh, well, thank you. I didn't know I had it in me. I loved it. I've always wanted to do it, and getting to work with people like Dick Stockton is just an honor, man.
Yeah.
So I'm just living the dream right now. It's a blessing.
Yeah.
I just thank God for the opportunity.
Good to see you, man.
Good seeing you, too.